This is KUT. For years, a species of invasive mussel has been slowly moving south through lakes and rivers. It's leaving environmental and economic upheaval in its wake. Now the zebra mussel has arrived in Lake Travis. That means it will soon make its way downstream to Lake Austin. So KUT's Mose Bouchel looked into what we can expect.
When I hear destructive animal invader, my mind usually goes to something like this.
Godzilla's on the move.
But the small striped shellfish heading to Austin are more subtle. All right, so we're standing here just looking at Lady Bird Lake, and I'm just kind of curious, what kind of impacts do these zebra mussels have?
From an environmental perspective, it's, you know, bottom to top.
Liz Johnston is an environmental program coordinator with the City of Austin.
They take everything that's in the water column that we would expect to be there, and they suck it through their bodies, basically, and then excrete it on the bottom.
That will rob other small creatures of food. The creatures that eat those creatures will go hungry, and so on. It may also have a more visible effect.
So it could very well be that this water is clearer 5 years from now if they're here?
It may look beautiful to people because it'll be crystal clear and you'll think, oh, this is beautiful, clean water, when it's really not the way it's supposed to be.
That sunlight reaching deeper into the lake could encourage more plant growth, including invasive ones. It could also cause more of those algae blooms that sometimes make our drinking water taste funny. Oh, it gets better.
They live quickly and die quickly. All of the shells will get deposited on the banks. They're very sharp to walk on. They get deep. It'll, you know, make any beaches along our reservoirs not pleasant to walk on barefoot.
The mussels also clog water intake pipes. In other places, utilities have spent millions of dollars dealing with them.
If you have a boat in the water, they like to attach to hard surfaces.
That means, from now on, anyone who brings a boat to Austin's lakes should wash it and let it dry, or risk spreading the mussels.
On Lady Bird Lake, we don't have a lot of motorboats, but we do have people coming in and out on their stand-up paddleboards and kayaks that could potentially be transferred into other systems.
So what local waterways are pretty much guaranteed to get mussels? Lake Austin and Lady Bird Lake, of course. Decker Lake is fed by the same water, so it's a safe bet. In fact, Barton Springs may even be at risk.
Catfish could potentially disperse them upstream. I'm also concerned about people who swim downstream of Lady Bird Lake at Barking Springs. The larva could be attached to them. If they decide they want to go dip in a Barton Springs pool immediately, they could also transfer it there.
And here's the kicker. There's no way to safely get rid of them. Yeah. Looking for some good news? Well, not every lake makes an ideal home for the mussels, so it's possible they won't proliferate in Austin to the point where they cause maximum harm. Thing is, we won't know that until they're here, and that should be any day now. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.